Blog Talk Radio.
With our theme song tonight, Manic Monday, with Michelle Costa and Ron Rad. Well, tonight we have a great show. Welcome to everyone in the chat room, all the guests that's listening. Welcome. Welcome to the Rad Reality Show.
Call in at 347-237-5506. But anyways, and when you do call in, push 1 if you want to talk to the host. Because if you don't push 1, I think you're just listening in.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining us tonight here on the Rad Reality Show. Today is February 27th, 2012. My name is Cherry Garcia, and I'll be your co-host tonight, along with Paul from Minnesota, who's also up here on the phone line with me. How are you tonight, Paul, and how was your weekend?
I'm good, and it was a good weekend. Lots of stuff on TV, and I might share a little funny joke that I told you about that I heard in the news tonight. I thought that was hilarious a little bit later.
Okay. And we also have the host and star of our show, the one and only Portuguese princess herself, our beautiful Michelle Costa. How are you, and how was your weekend, dear?
Well, hello, Cherry and Paul. I had a work-filled weekend, but I will say this. What a fantastic show last week, tributing Ron, and just how awesome of a person he was. So we're coming off a great week of just celebrating Ron's life, don't you think?
I agree. That was such a wonderful show.
That was a wonderful show. And for Ron, we'll be doing just another wonderful show tonight. We have a lot of interesting things going on tonight, don't we?
We do.
We have a lot of surprises that we're actually keeping from each other. We're keeping a secret from Paul and Cherry, and Cherry's keeping a secret from me and Paul. And I don't know if Paul's got a secret, but I'm sure he's got something up in his clipped leaves. Isn't that right?
Oh, my goodness. He's always got secret clips.
I know. I love it. So, but yes, mine was a fantastic weekend. Let me just elaborate a little bit on it. You guys know that I started a new job, right? So it's going to be about 2 months next week. Not even. Like in a couple weeks, it will be 2 months. So I didn't even tell you guys the great news. So 2 weeks ago, out of my company, I was top 4 salesperson of my company.
Out of 5.
No kidding.
Out of 5, Paul, no. Out of, good, you know what, that's a good segue. Actually, out of, I believe the exact number could be 68. But
whoa.
I believe there was a couple more additions added on this week, so it could be 69. Anyway, so I was super excited and happy because, you know, I'm new at this whole kind of sales thing because I've done real estate and stuff, but it's a little bit different what I do. So I actually, we have a conference call every week, and I had to do like a speech, right? So I was like, hey, so Michelle, you did fantastic. Why don't you give us a speech? I was like, oh my God, you know, I can't really talk well. I'm pretty shy, as you guys know. So I had absolutely nothing to say. Needless to say, I took up all of the conference. No, I'm just kidding. But I just want to let you guys know that I had a fantastic weekend sales-wise, and I believe that I might be, if not the best in my company, top three. So I'll keep you guys updated next week on how I did, but I'll tell you something. I think I might be top three, if not the best in my company. So I'm patting myself on the back, and I'm drinking some wine. Can I get a hell's yeah out there in the chat room?
Hell yeah. You remind me so much of me when I was younger. I can't tell you how thrilled I am. I really wasn't able to go too far in college. I couldn't afford to. And I basically had to work my way up the ladder in business. And that's what I did. And I was in sales. And I started out, you know, managing the largest answering service here in St. Louis and worked my way into sales. And before I knew it, I was approached. I went to a electronics convention and was approached by a business out in California who sold answering service equipment. And they approached me. They flew me out to California and offered me a position in sales covering a third of the United States.
Awesome.
And, yeah, I traveled for years selling high-end telecommunications equipment.
Like CIA shit?
Pardon me?
Like CIA shit? Like tiny cameras and sunglasses?
Oh,
and
no, not that kind of stuff. No, it was like the equipment that large answering services run on, or when you see commercials on TV that say operators are standing by now, what that basically is they have a large bureau of operators, and it's all run on one system, and by the phone number, one account comes up, and it tells the operator how to answer the call and what she needs to say and do with the account. And they may have, you know, a couple thousand accounts all running on one system. And, but, you know, they all work in one office. And
yep.
It's an amazing system. It's a lot of fun to work with those kind of things because it's telephones and it's computers all built into one. And
so you don't get in trouble with playing with your phone or your computer, right?
Right. But it was a lot of fun going and working with those. And once you sold them, you know, I was able to go and train them and train the operators, and it was just a lot of fun selling those things. And I was able to, you know, I worked out of my home here in St. Louis. I was able to set my own appointments and travel to whatever states in the middle states that I wanted to travel to, and just had a great, great time in sales. And I did really well at it. It was something that I had a passion for. And
oh, good.
You
remind
me so much.
A lot of people don't like their jobs like nowadays, right?
Pardon
me? People don't like their jobs like nowadays. They just work
at a job. If you don't have a passion
yeah.
for it, you just aren't going to do well at it. If you hate your job, it's the worst thing to get up and dread going into work every day. But if you really like what you're doing, you're going to enjoy it, and you're going to have a passion for it. And you remind me so much of myself. That's what I was saying earlier. I really enjoyed getting up and going at it and going and meeting all these new people and showing them how this equipment worked. And, you know, even when I was, you know, below that, when I was doing, you know, sales earlier than that, so I was actually, I'm going to date myself now, I was selling pagers before we had cell phones.
Oh, 411.
But even then, I enjoyed it. You know, it was fun for me to do. And if you enjoy what you're doing, you're going to exceed at it. You're going to do well at it. And just hearing you and the excitement in your voice and how you got up and did your first presentation, I remember mine so well when I didn't expect it either. And I was thrown up there in front of people unexpectedly to have to do a presentation in front of people. And, oh, my goodness, it was like, you know, my stomach was doing flip-flops inside. But, you know, you have to get up there and just do your best and run with it, you know. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, no, but, like, I totally understand what you're saying because I didn't know that I was, you know. And, you know, my market manager, because our company is across the East Coast, he was just, like, building up. Like, I didn't know it was me. He's like, that's right, this person, take a notebook, get a pen, take notes. This is what you want to be, who you want to become. And I'm going, oh, my God, I better fucking grab a notebook. What the frig, you know? I got Sharpies. I got, like, a recorder. I'm like, I got to take down notes. And it's me. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then I get a text message because my market manager was out of the country, and he sends me a message, and he was like, did I get your sales right this week? I was like, you know, I wrote back to him my sales, and he's like, you know, we're going to have to talk about upping your hourly rate and having you take on more responsibility. What do you think of that? And I'm thinking, I've been with this company for a month and a half. Like, what? I'm just, I wasn't expecting it to kind of wrap itself around this quickly. You know, I was like, oh, God, sales, what do I do? I don't know. And I just learned these little tricks and making jokes, having fun. I literally made fun of people, and they were like, ha, 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 I love it. I'll buy whatever you're selling. Because I made fun of them. I'm like, I could do this really well all the time. I have a gift at making fun of people, really. So if I can make money while making fun of people in a good way, I'm not talking about, like, poking fun of people, but making jokes, making them laugh, that they don't even care what they're buying from me, you know? They just want to buy whatever I'm selling. So it really has flipped because I was, like, really not liking where I was at. I was kind of like, I don't know if I want to do this. And I'm sure everybody in the chat room, you guys have been there before, like, what do? Do you stick around for this job? Do you wait for it to do, you know, do good by you? Because it's stressing me out. And I'll be honest, I'm still stressed out because now I'm like, oh, shit. They want to raise my rate of pay and they want me to have more responsibilities. I'm like, holy crap, I better do good next week because, like, I hope I'm not a one-hit wonder like Milli Vanilli, you know? And so I'm pretty excited, and I'm just, like, thinking to myself, like, more responsibilities means more money, right?
That's right. I'm so proud of you.
More money, more problems. I'll take it. So sorry about talking about that, but I just wanted to give you guys an update on that. But I'm super excited because we have a guest that's going to be coming on in a couple minutes. I don't know if you're excited as me, Cherry and Paul, but we're going to have Jillian Larson from Survivor. She's going to be calling in. That's right, you guys. She's the one that runs the Reality Rally in Temecula, California. That is right around the corner in April. April, I believe, 13th through the 17th. And she's going to be coming on. She's going to talk about the cause. She's going to talk about what's going on and how everybody out there, you chatters that I love so much. Hi, chat room. I see you. And can help with this great cause because you guys are just awesome when it comes to helping out. So she'll let you guys know the link and everything to be able to donate to help out Michelle's Place because that's what we're all talking about for for the Temecula Reality Rally. It's for breast cancer. And I know especially Joe out there, my Chi-Town Joe, his family really backs us up. So I'm super excited to have her. Are you guys excited?
Oh, I am. She's just, like Lola said, a wonderful guest. She is absolutely adorable, and she helps so many people. And that woman knows her stuff. She really does. She really, really does.
Yeah, so she'll be calling in a few. We'll also be talking about last week's reality shows. We'll be talking about, just touching base a little bit on Mob Wives. I know everybody is super upset. I know I was. You know, who cares about the Oscars, silent movies, blah, okay? Anyway, we've had no Mob Wives like twice in the past month due to the Super Bowl and Oscars. So
are you having withdrawals too?
Yeah, I'm having the big bang withdrawals. Okay, the reason I'm alive. All right. So
I have to be resuscitated over here.
Yeah, I need me a raccoon digging up in my garbage. If you know what I mean, DJ Flip Flop.
I do.
Do you know what I'm talking about? So we'll be talking about that. We'll also be talking about The Amazing Race, who has the fellow Big Brother contestants, Brendan and Rachel, or better known as Brentshell, which I think Rachel had a little bit of a meltdown yesterday. I think kind of her Big Brother ways came out. But she tends to panic in the beginning a lot, just like she does in Big Brother, and then she calms down at the end. But I have a feeling that these Amazing Race contestants, like Rachel, the other Rachel, who tends to not like very much, or actually, no, it's the two Border Patrol cops. They don't really like Big Brother too much.
They really didn't like them very much at all. And
We some of us see it. Some of us who are out there as Brentshell fans, we're just like, what the fuck, Border Patrol? All right? And if you guys saw the promo of Rachel talking to Brendan as they're on their way to Argentina, actually, Chi-Town Joe left me a fantastic clip about that on my Facebook, where Rachel was like, oh my God, I am so excited to go to Buenos Aires, Argentina, and I've been working on my Portuguese. And Brendan was like, your Portuguese? Well, they don't speak Portuguese there, they speak Spanish. And she's like, no, all of South America speaks Portuguese, like, duh. And he's like, no, they don't. They speak Spanish. And they were like, no bueno. So I'm going to just lay it out on the table now, guys, that South America does not speak Portuguese. Brazil does, maybe some outskirts. But no, Argentina does speak Argentinian, which is a form of Spanish. But it's really close to Portuguese. So either way, you know, it's no bueno. And also the X's. I don't know if you guys are watching Battle of the X's on MTV, but my buddy, my pal, Mark Long is on it. And I also, Cara Marie, she's on it. I hope you guys have been watching that. And I don't know if we're going to talk about The Bachelor, because it's like a Bigfoot sighting, and we don't have Holly on, so we can't get, you know, definite confirmation if The Bachelor is Bigfoot without having Holly on. Fair, Cherry and Paul? Is that fair to state?
That's fair to say.
Okay, good. So, what else are we going to talk about? We're going to just talk about our secrets. Our secrets.
I want to touch on The Biggest Loser.
Ooh, Biggest Loser too. Good one, Paul. Very good. Celebrity Apprentice, yes. Celebrity Apprentice. And I'll tell you one thing right now. I had Gotti's back, but she's a bitch. She complains. She bitches. And you know what? You can do all that. You can bitch and complain if you're there, if you show up on time, if you don't leave, if you're not on the phone. Is that right?
Right.
If you're doing your stuff and you're taking care of your business, you can do all that.
You know,
but
if you guys have my back,
your business,
go blow some gunshots in the neighborhood right now. All right? Old school mafia, let's do this. Which I did hear gunshots in my neighborhood the other day. That's another thing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I'm minding my own business, obviously drinking my wine, and no, I didn't drop my wine glass and hear it tink, 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 tink off the tile. I heard gunshots, and needless to say, I was hanging out under my bed for a little bit. You know, I was actually I had a body pillow. I had a couple pillows over me just in case there was gunshots that flew in the window.
We're going to have to get you some security, girl.
Yeah. or maybe the neighborhood needs security from me. I don't know. We'll figure that one out later. I also want to touch base because I know everybody out there loves helping out, loves doing something that can help a cause. And if you guys can all do me a favor out there, don't do it right now, because if you do right now, that means you're not paying attention to us. Do it right after. Or if you can multitask, because I know we have a lot of multitaskers out there. If you guys can do me a favor and go onto Facebook to NBC10, so that's NBC10 on Facebook, and if you can like their page for me, what they're doing is it's a news channel here in Rhode Island, and if they get 50,000 likes on their page, they will be donating $5,000 to a local animal shelter that does not kill animals. It helps animals get adopted, and it is a no-kill zone. And the only way that this place can stay open is by donations. So if we hit 50,000 by February 29th at 11:59 p.m., they will donate. And as of, I believe, 6 o'clock, they needed 300 more likes on their page. So if you guys can do that for me, because I can't do that. I can't like a page. I can't even like my own.
The current number is 50,275.
Woohoo!
All right.
Nice. Well, you guys still like their page.
Absolutely.
Hey, Michelle, I'm confused. Why aren't you able to like a page? Have you been flagged by Facebook for some reason?
No, I haven't. Actually, maybe our next guest will be able to talk about that a little bit, because she has sent me a lot of hate emails and Facebooks. No, I'm just kidding. But I am over my capacity of liking pages and friending people, where I'm not even allowed to like pages right now. And one of the pages that I cannot like, unfortunately, is the fabulous Reality Rally at Temecula, California, that is being run by the fantastic achiever. I mean, just amazing what she is doing right now. And I'm glad that she's able to take the time out to talk to us, Jillian Larson of Survivor.
Let's
so I'm sorry, Jillian.
Hi, guys. I'm
thank
here.
You so much for calling in. You're on the Rad Reality Show.
Thank you so much, Michelle. I really appreciate the opportunity to get on and talk to you guys.
Hey, Jillian, I'm so glad that I was able to call you back, because you tricked me. You are a former Massachusetts New England resident, and she has now gone California girl, okay? And she threw me off when she called me just maybe like 10 minutes ago, or I should say 20 minutes ago. But how are you doing, Jillian? Thanks so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to call.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure, actually. I've had every intention of calling you to see if I can chat to you and your followers. But luckily, I just got out of meetings and looked at my email, and oh my gosh, I better call you. So here I am, and thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah,
fantastic, Jillian.
Just great. Things are just going super, super, super.
Can you tell everybody a little bit about it? I mean, I'm sure everybody out there that's listening and that's on the chat right now is familiar with it, but can you just let people know that don't know what you're doing, what you have done, and what is happening in Temecula?
Yeah,
hey,
love
Jillian,
to. Thank you.
Jillian, hold on one second. This is Paul. How are you doing?
Oh,
I miss
Paul,
you.
How are you? I'm just fine. How are you?
Just great. What I want to have you do is I have been doing a lot of audio editing from the show, so as much as you can give details, I will edit it down and we'll replay this for a promo for Reality Rally. So go ahead and
Perfect.
Give us the info.
Thank you so much. Michelle knows because she was here last year, and last April was our first Reality Rally Temecula Valley. For anybody who doesn't know, I tried for 8 years to get on Survivor. I played for 6 days, and I was booted. However, that then gave me a five-week period to do something with, because you stay there, as most of us now know. And I spent 5 hours a day walking in the jungle creating Reality Rally. I wanted something that could highlight my community, offer people an opportunity to be involved in something that was big, and be involved in a charity, and be involved in a huge community event. So I designed this, brought it back to my town. They were thrilled to hear about it. I took it to the charity of choice, which is Michelle's place. And Michelle was a young girl that was found a breast lump when she was 19, went to the doctor, and they told her, don't worry about it, you're young, you're a vegetarian, no family history, etc. She left it, and when she was going to the Peace Corps when she was 23, they said, you've got a breast lump, better check into it. It was too far gone, and she died at 26. So her parents set up a resource center to support other people going through their fight and struggle with breast cancer 10 years ago. They now provide over 7,000 services a year to women with breast cancer and others. It's mainly breast cancer, but they certainly provide resources and support for other forms of cancer. For the families and for the everybody in the family, it's an amazing organization. It's www.michellesplace.org, and everything's on there. So I chose Michelle's Place because of Michelle's history, and we raise money for them. So the event itself is just fantastic. The entire community has hopped on it last year, and they're hopping on it again. And just sort of a side mention, I do what I do in the spirit of three people that have lost their struggle with cancer. One, of course, is Michelle. The other one was Jen Lyon, who was one of our survivors, who was also misdiagnosed, and she died at 36 of breast cancer. And then I have a brother that died of liver and pancreatic cancer at 56. And they were all fun-loving, give-back sort of people. So I do what I do in their honor and their spirit. And I do believe that their spirits are up there driving everything I need to make a most amazing event happen. Because every time I'm thinking, you know, what I really want to pull into this event is, like, for example, last week I'd been trying to get the military more involved for the last 2 years, actually, and have in certain capacity, but I really wanted to do more for the military this year. In my lap fell a photography group that do photographs for the military. They're coming on board to do it, and another organization that will connect me with all the military families, so that's an example of it. So the weekend itself is just totally amazing. Friday we have a golf tournament for our golfing community. We added that this year. We didn't have it last year. We have some of the reality stars that are coming are actually professional golfers. Brittany Smith from Expedition Impossible and Maya Tanaka, who was on the Big Break, plus she's just recently, sadly, been booted off Amazing Race. And then Friday evening, and Michelle, I'm sure you remember, it was the most amazing fun evening at Wilson Creek Winery. They host the whole thing. They provide a wine ticket for everybody, and then obviously people can purchase further wine. We had a hot air balloon that went up in a tether. People could ride in it for a donation, drop the cork down in a barrel for a prize. Somebody was drawn, well, the cork was drawn out of the barrel. And we had two bands playing, and we had over 800 people there. Saturday.
Oh, I remember the winery.
Did you go up in the balloon?
I did go up in that hot air balloon, and there's, like, so many pictures of me, and all I was doing was screaming because it was so amazing. I mean, you guys got to imagine, first off, going up in a hot air balloon and then looking over a winery and knowing that everything that you're doing is helping out people that are suffering from this or have suffered from it. And it's just amazing what you do, Jillian. It really is.
Oh, thank you, Michelle.
It really
yeah,
is.
Okay, so that's Friday night, and
it's
what
Friday
else?
Night. So yeah, that's Friday night, and then we have two bands playing again, and we're expecting a huge crowd again. And then after we leave Wilson Creek, we're doing an after party at everybody is staying at the Pala Mesa Golf Resort this time. It's a golf resort right on the outskirts of Temecula, and it's in the country, and it's nestled in the mountains, and it's a beautiful setting, and it's got all kinds of wonderful amenities, and all the reality stars are staying there. Plus, the resort has offered a fan-friendly price for people who are coming in from out of town. So if people are coming, I arrange all the rooms for the reality stars. The other people need to call the resort, and it's on my website, www.realityrally.com, under the event and under fanfare. Hotel information is there. So they call and say they're coming for Reality Rally, and they'll get that fan-friendly price. For the room. So we're having an after party at the Pala Mesa Resort, open obviously to the fans, the public, and the reality stars. There will be either a band or a DJ. We haven't quite finalized which of the two it's going to be, and that will go on till 1 o'clock. People can go to bed if they want to, but they can hang out. There's a lovely fire pit. There are hot heaters on the patio. There's big rooms that we're having the party in. That's Friday. Saturday, it's the autograph signing at City Hall, where all the reality stars will again be sitting at tables signing autographs for the public. And we've got all kinds of fun stuff that's going to be happening in addition. We have about 6 press outlets that are coming from across the country, plus our local press, and we're going to have actual interview booths arranged so that the stars can be put in front of these different interview booths, and we're arranging it with RKR Media Marketing is our marketing company, and they're working very extensively with us, pulling together everything, but they will be arranging all the media interviews. If you guys want to maybe get some on-site interviews, let's talk about that further, that you could, I don't know if you can, you know, record and then play it later, but let's talk about that, because we want to make sure that we're providing what we can for all of you guys that are in any form of media. We also have...
Great idea.
Yeah,
we will
definitely
be promoting you, Jillian, throughout
definitely.
The season until Reality Rally starts. We will definitely be promoting this. And if we don't have any sound bites that we need, we'll get back with you and make sure we get them recorded from you so we can put together a very nice promo that we can play through all of our shows that we do and promote this for you on every show that we do.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. You know, if there's anything we can do to help you put together stuff that you can do during the weekend to take back to your show, maybe you could record something from the hot air balloon or something like that.
Me falling off of it.
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, so...
make something happen for you.
Jillian. So
yep.
Saturday, you left off on Saturday, a media, and what happens?
Autograph signing, media interviews, and then we have all kinds of other things happening for the public while the autograph signing is going on and off throughout the whole day. We have a Big Brother snake coming, Michelle.
I know a few of those.
I suddenly realized what I'd said. I was about to say, not a person snake. We have an 18-foot python that was on Big Brother. So he's going to be there with the python and about 10 other reptiles. So we have a reptile petting zoo for the public to come and see. And I want to get a picture of as many Big Brother contestants holding this Big Brother snake as possible.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
So he's coming. Jim Jolly, who has the snake petting collection, is coming with his petting zoo. I have karate demonstrations. I have a children's choir. I have a hip-hop group. I have a stomp group. I have an organization that has horses that does experiential learning, and the horses kind of tell you how you are as a person. I have on-camera workshops. Jonathan Novak is coming to do on-camera workshops, advising people and telling people how to make better interviews, taped interviews or on-camera interviews, job interviews, etc. I have this photograph group that are coming to do pictures of the military families, and he will then send them overseas to deployed personnel. And also we'll have the pictures on the website for people to retrieve, and they will print a hard copy picture of those families. We have, gosh, what else is happening?
The race, girlfriend.
What?
The race, the actual race.
Oh, no, that's coming, yes. And
oh, okay.
At 12 noon, the gunfighters are going to set it off again, and nobody's going to get the clues until the guns have gone off, because last year people got them before the guns took off, went off and people took off. So the clues then will be given, and all of the challenges are going to be in Old Town Temecula this year. We're not driving you all over the
Jillian,
place.
Jillian, I'm in this mode of what I'm going to edit. Would you explain for those that didn't know about it last year how the teams are formed and what the race is about?
Perfect. The teams are formed with three fun, enthusiastic public people who buy a race ticket. And again, that's the money that goes to our charity. And if they want a specific reality star on their team, because it's teams of three public with one reality star, they raise over $1,000 to choose. If they don't want a particular one, we randomly assign them a reality star to a team of three public. There are also teams of just reality stars, and those are put together for a variety of reasons and randomly and a few other things. So there are some teams of four reality stars, otherwise it's public three and one reality star. They then set off and go throughout Temecula to 12 challenge checkpoints that are set up by our town organizations, the Gunfighters, the Children's Museum, the theater, the Stampede Dance Hall, the high schools. We have a cultural center, and there are 12 of those all together. And each team has to go to all 12 checkpoints and perform their challenges and then move on to the next one. And the first team to get back to City Hall, which will take at least 2.5-3 hours, but a maximum of 4 hours, no longer than that, the game's done at 4 o'clock. The first team to get back, obviously, is the winning team, and we'll have bragging rights to have won Reality Rally 2012. So that's the game, and the challenges are going to be so much fun. The gunfighters are setting up their village again, and you're going to be shooting and throwing tomahawks and dressing like cowboys. And the film festival, you've got to make a Western movie type thing. The theater, you've got to learn a song and dance and something. I'm not telling you what it really is, because I can't give it away.
Oh, come on, tell us.
I
will tell.
I can't even be bribed.
Everyone is asking if this will be streamed on Superpass this year.
Superpass actually is doing a site. Yes, absolutely. I was going to mention that they're one of our major press that are coming down. They're actually doing a site visit next week, and I'll be taking them all over, showing them where we're doing what, so they know everything. They are going to be huge, huge at City Hall. They're live streaming from City Hall, and then they have camera crews going around to the different challenge checkpoints, capturing footage and interviewing people as they run in and make idiots of themselves, dressing like cowboys and making movies and going into the saloon and all that sort of stuff. So, yes, they're going to be big and huge, plus they're interviewing throughout the weekend. They're going to be there for, Friday. Friday, when people aren't playing golf, we're having a yoga session up on the Zen lawn at the hotel. So, yeah, Superpass is going to be everywhere. They're just going to be
great. That's wonderful.
So
that
Jillian, the competition, if you want to call it that, itself is somewhat similar to, would you say, the Amazing Race?
It is. I call it an Amazing Race-like game. And last year when the transport was slow, I kept telling people, hey, guys, this is an amazing race kind of game. The bus isn't always there, and the train is gone. And so,
I wanted to fire my cab guy a few times. I'll tell you that right now. but I will say that my team was fifth place last year. So you know, Jillian, I taste that first place. I taste it.
You better get it this year, or you're after it.
And I wasn't even, Jillian, if you remember, I wasn't even supposed to be running the race last year. I actually ended up using your daughter's sneakers.
Oh, that's right, you did.
last minute, and we actually got fifth place. It was amazing. It was honestly so much fun. When Jillian tells you guys it's like amazing race, it is. Like, when I tell you that our cab driver or the people that were driving, I felt bad for them because I'm like, we're in a race. What's wrong with you?
did you get the poor lady in the happy taxi that couldn't speak English?
No. The one I was talking about was the one in the old Rolls Royce.
Oh, you got that lovely old Rolls Royce to ride.
I did.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I get it. Like, the thing only goes 5 miles an hour, but I don't care. I could have ran faster, you know. But I'm excited that it's going to be all in the old town of Temecula. So this could get interesting.
All on foot. And the focus of the game this year is called Your Choice. You will be given a map and some minimal clues, like, just like Amazing Race, ride 'em or hide 'em or whatever, you know, whatever. I'm not telling you again what they are, but you'll be getting a minimal clue leading you to sort of believe what you
might
be doing.
Come on, Jillian, spill it. We're not going to say anything. It's just you, me, Cherry Paul, and a bunch of listeners. What's the big deal?
So it's all on foot, and you choose the route you want to go to. There are 12 checkpoints, and you will choose start out at number 1 or 10 or 12 or 4 or whatever, and then go the route you want to go. So if one's busy, each checkpoint will be able to accommodate 3 teams at a time anyway. And so if say you come along and there are 3 teams already doing that one and 2 people lined up, then you go to the next one, and maybe there's a spot to do it there, so you do that one. Then you go back to the other one. So it's going to be such fun. But you know what? The only concern I have is that we've got to keep people off the streets. They just can't be running down the middle of the road. We had 17 photographers and videographers last year, and we're lining up about the same amount, if not more. And I have pictures of, I can't remember exactly who it was. It might have been Sash or somebody running down the middle of the old town street carrying a slap of Starbucks coffee in between all the cars. So we're actually having a large contingency of Reality Rally security, and they'll be wagging their fingers if people go in the street. Obviously, you can cross the street, but if people are weaving in and out of the
Jillian, you can say the security, if you don't behave, will dock you or penalize you so many minutes for violations or something like that, you know?
We're actually thinking of that. We've got to think of how we would manage it.
Hey, come on now, because I'm going to be running through the streets, so don't even.
We had considered making a mark on which is maybe what will happen is you'll get a mark on your arm, but then, of course, you could wash it off. But something so that when you get to the finish line, you're going to see if you've got a police ticket. And if you have a police ticket, you have to go into time out. We just have to figure out how we would manage that, because there could be up like 350 contestants. We're taking 80 teams this year.
Wow.
So it could be lots and lots of crazy people rushing through the streets. So
okay,
we've got the,
Jillian,
as
so
I said.
At the most, it's going to be 4 hours, so the race will end at about what time, and then what happens, what are the events after that ends?
Okay, the game starts at 12 noon, high noon, shooting them off, finishes by 12, that's it. We will provide transport back starting at 3 in case some teams are finished and don't want to go and pet the big snakes and, you know, look at everything else. We'll start transport back to the hotel for the stars. Then we go, one thing I forgot to mention, and I shouldn't have, that was very bad of me. On Friday, we're taking everybody to Michelle's place for the greeting. You're going to see Michelle's Place facility, and the Watsons will be there to welcome everybody and the director of the facility, and then, our mayor and, of course, you know, me and my committee. So we're starting out at Michelle's Place on Friday. So back to Saturday. After the game at 4 o'clock, everybody will be taken back to the hotel, freshen up, and then back to Monte d'Oro Winery on Saturday night for a wonderful party and red carpet extravaganza again. We've got a great band coming. We're going to have a red carpet presentation. It's out on the – it's at Monte d'Oro Winery where our breakfast was last year, and they wanted the night event, and they're hosting it as well. It's going to be food and drink. We've got restaurants sponsoring the food and the music, and the just everything's going to be just amazing. Then we're having part of the evening entertainment is going to be a celebrity jam. So any of the reality stars that are musicians, where I'm busy organizing it. I just met with the band leader this morning. So it'll be prearranged. Like Alex Jacobs is coming. He's going to be playing. Billy Garcia is going to be playing. Derek Amato is going to be playing. There's another guy that's a drummer. There are a few that are singers. Now, it's not going to be karaoke. It's going to be a well-organized celebrity jam for a period of the evening, and then some of our local talent singers. And we have two young boys that are just delightful that were just on the X Factor, and they are going to be singing as well and playing guitar. They're just great. They're the Brewer boys. Go look at their video on the website under Reality Stars.
What's their name, the Brewer Boys?
Brewer Boys, B-R-E-W-E-R, Boys.
All right.
And if you go onto Reality Rally, the Reality Stars, and then the 2012 lineup, look for the Brewer Boys, and they've got a video on their bio. They're just
awesome.
So cute, and they're a wonderful role model for young kids. And they're from Temecula, and they're just great. So party, 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 and then at 10 o'clock, because the wineries have to be quiet at 10, we're all leaving and we're going to the Stampede. And the Stampede is, it's a wonderful dance hall saloon. They are hosting the Reality Stars and for this party. It's huge, so it's open to the public and we'll be hosted in. There's a mechanical bull to ride. There's going to be music, and there's Western line dancing. And
yeehaw!
A beer and food, and just going to be such fun. So that's going to be awesome. And then that ends at 1, and then we take everybody back to the hotel, and they can go do what they want to do.
And then you kick us out of Temecula.
No, not yet. That's Sunday morning. There's the breakfast on Sunday morning. Which, if everybody hasn't, well, those that haven't had to fly home will be going to the breakfast, because it is a combination breakfast open to the public to come and see you guys again, but it is also our volunteer appreciation. We're looking at having approximately 280 volunteers for the weekend, and a lot of them will have been so busy making this weekend happen that they might not have had a chance to say hi to the Reality Stars that are coming. So the breakfast, they're all being invited to be appreciated. And so we're really encouraging all the stars to definitely come to the breakfast so that people can actually meet and greet you guys. And then it's like, bye. Stay in Temecula. Do some fun stuff. Go to the other wineries. You can see.
I'm
going to
be wineried out, I think.
Yeah, baby.
Okay. I need you to insert dates. Because you just, I didn't hear the dates and where it's going to be and the cost.
Okay. The website's www.realityrally.com. The weekend event is April 13th, 14th, and 15th. Some of the Reality Stars are coming in on the 12th, but the weekend for the public is the 13th, 14th, and 15th of April. Friday is the golf tournament. It's $125 for a golf ticket, whatever you call it when you play golf, green fee. The Reality Stars do not pay. They are being comped by the golf resort. Friday evening is free, of course, for the Reality Stars. And the public, the ticket is $25 for the ticket. And that includes one wine ticket and a lot of food. We've got a lot of food coming this year. Saturday, the autographed books are $5 for the public to purchase to get signed. Everything else is free. The game itself, it's $90 for a race ticket. The reality stars do not pay for their race ticket. It is $90 to the public to purchase. The party at Monte d'Oro on Saturday the 14th is $40, which includes the wine ticket and all the food you can eat because we have 12 restaurants coming. Sunday morning is the 15th of April, and that is $20 for the ticket. And again, the reality stars don't pay for that, but $20 for the public. And then I'd like to talk a little about the fundraising aspect of it for the reality stars.
Yes, that would be great. That was my next segue.
Okay. Did that cover it, Paul?
Yes, thanks, Jillian.
Okay. The fundraising, last year there was a fundraiser with a dog or a woman in fundraising, and about, 28 or 30 of us raised $30,000 in the 2.5-3 weeks that it was on. This year it was who can be top dog. Now, the competition to be top dog actually ended on Friday, and again, the dog was top dog. Ricochet won. However, we introduced a fundraising minimum for all the reality stars to be a part of it to help defray some of the costs that it does cost us to bring and house the reality stars, because the hotel sponsorship was less this year. We got good rates, but we have to pay for the rooms. And we didn't want to end up pulling a lot of the eventual money that goes to the charity to cover the weekend just for a really, really, really great weekend. So we've asked the reality stars to chip in $400 each to be here and have everything covered for them for the weekend. And they can fundraise it or pay it. And the deadline for us to know who's actually going to be coming and get them into travel planning and get them into all the print and get them into the advertising and the press releases and everything is March 10th. So that's coming up in 3 weeks.
Wow.
So people have hopped on. The people that have told me they're coming are on the website. If people said, yeah, that's cool, I'm going to be there, but they're not on the website, it means that they did not send me the bio, the picture, or yes, use mine from last year. And when we got them on the website, we've attached a fundraising button to our fundraising module, which is active, and all the money goes directly to Michelle's place through that. We are posting on Facebook, we're begging, we're pleading, everybody's public, please put $5 into this Reality Stars fundraiser to help them raise money for Michelle's place. And the reason it's $400 is that is the contracted rate for Michelle's place to provide a mammogram to a client who is using Michelle's place services. Normally, everything that's associated with a mammogram, being the procedure, the reading, the doctor's fees, etc., is right around $2,200 for somebody to pay out of pocket if they didn't have insurance. Michelle's place can get it done for $400. So
that's
$400
great.
Is the reality star's contribution to have a client be provided a mammogram. And, you know, we hated to do a fundraiser minimum, but, you know, the weekend is so fun and so packed with so many wonderful things that we just really needed to do that this year to help defray the costs, because what I call celebrity travel, being travel and hotel rooms and party tickets and wine and food and everything else, because 5 meals are actually provided over the weekend, so people don't even have to feed themselves most of the time. I really felt like $400 was, I mean, what kind of weekend can you have like this for $400? I mean, it's, to me, it's really, it's insignificant. So I would love everybody to just realize that let's get that fundraising going. If you haven't already, we've raised nearly $29,000 already amongst the people that are raising the money, the stars that are already raising the money. And I want to make sure that everybody knows that, you know, this is really necessary for us to make this event as amazing as it is. Otherwise, we'd have to scale back on the amount of people that we could actually have come, and also on what we could do for them while you're here for the weekend. So this is how we can make this amazing weekend happen if everybody chips in at 400.
You're so right, Jillian.
The public out there that are listening, it's so easy to do it. You don't even have to think. You go to www.realityrally.com. Go to the tab that says Reality Stars. Go to the 2012 Reality Star lineup. Look for your Reality Star's name. Scroll to the right. It says Donate. Click on Donate. It takes you to their fundraising page, and you put in what you want to. You can even give a dollar. Every dollar will mount up, and that money goes directly to Michelle's place, and that then makes the 400 for that person to be able to be part of this. And anybody who didn't reach the 400, they certainly are welcome to pay it or keep robbing the children's piggy banks or whatever they do to get it. So
that Jillian's saying, everybody go on to the site, Reality Rally, click on Reality Stars 2012, click on Michelle Costa, and donate under her link, right, Jillian? And
absolutely.
Even a dollar, $2, $5, $10, you know, have your kids bake some brownies and sell them, whatever it takes, and help out for this cause, because it's not going to the Reality Star. It's not going to Jillian. She's not going to go out to eat with her family. This is going for a really good cause. Think about it. She just said it, $400 for one mammogram, when it costs $2,200 for people that don't have the care, they don't have the medical insurance, they're low income, they're struggling. This is going to help them. So
you know
by giving that $5, it's helping them, you know?
And think about it this way. If somebody donates a dollar that goes towards that $400 mammogram, who knows if that mammogram is the one that will save somebody's life. And, you know, Michelle, that's why I do what I do. Because I know that somebody gets out of the shower. You know that there's one person every 4 minutes in this country that's diagnosed with breast cancer. Who knows if that dollar that we donated towards somebody's fund for Michelle's place is actually the one that catches a malignant lump early because of the mammogram that we provided. And that's why I put in, I would say, and I'm not tooting a horn here, but I am putting in about 14 or 15 hours almost every day doing something to make Reality Rally happen. And I also had a fundraise. I had to put out the begging out into my public and my family. And I said, because I won't ask other people to do what I don't do myself. So I went out, and as busy as I am making Reality Rally happen, I sent out a plea to, you know, on my Facebook page, just like we do for everybody. Hey, guys, please help, you know, donate a little, every dollar counts. So I think my total actually has suddenly got to like 800 or something, which was wonderful. I'm so grateful for that. So I actually can now go to the event myself.
Oh, good. Good thing. Because I was like, you know, I hope you really make the 400. I don't want to see Jillian lose out on this.
Yep.
Paul, what was that?
Jillian, I remember you talking about this with Ron on the show last year, and the same thing has happened to me this year. I am tired just listening to all the work that you have done and what a great event it did turn out to be, and sounds like it will be even better this year. It's all attributed to your hard work and your passion and your community helpers, because I know...
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well,
you know,
Jillian,
yeah,
it's funny because I actually still talk to actually a lot of volunteers that helped you last year. I stay in contact with them. I stay in contact with Cecilia. I stay in contact with Riley. I stay in contact with a lot of them because I became friends with them while I was there, and they have been communicating with me like, I can't wait to see you, and the work that they've put in that they're taking out of their time as well is amazing. I mean, there's so many volunteers. How many would you say? How many volunteers would you say, about like 400 or 500?
We have about 500 people making it happen all together.
That's wow.
Between the volunteers who man all the different areas that need to be covered, plus all the people that put on the challenges, like the gunfighters and the theater, you know, people, the directors. And I don't know if you know it, but we had really authentic people in all these places. The film festival actually were and will be again movie producers and directors. I've told them, make sure that the teams know this year, because I want them to know it. The theater were actually people in the entertainment business. We had an international jazz singer, an ex-Rockette, and an ex-Broadway director being your judges at the stage if you went to that one. So there's about, this was an idea and a seed that was planted in my heart that grew because I was booted off Survivor. And that, me being booted has benefited thousands more people in many ways, not just in breast cancer support services, but in friendships and opportunities that have arisen that have been connections through Reality Rally. And it's about 500 people that make this happen. I have the most amazing committee. I have a social media director and group. I have a website group. It's just amazing the people that are put their heart and soul into making this an amazing weekend for the reality stars to enjoy, the public to enjoy, and the charity to benefit. It's just, I'm in awe at how it's happened.
Jillian, just what you said right there, everybody out there, listen to what she just said. She got booted off Survivor, and she spent 5 weeks probably in Ponderosa, right?
Yep.
Think about it. She got booted off Survivor to help people survive.
There you go.
Look at the irony in that, people.
Hey. Look at that. You're right.
I'll throw into that one.
That Survivor snuffed out my flame, but nobody will ever touch the flame that's inside of me that makes not only Reality Rally happen, but so many other things, my motivational speaking and everything.
Unbelievable.
My flame of Survivor was extinguished, and that's when the flame of Reality Rally came alive. And I think it was all destined. It was so I would, you know, I just so encourage everybody all over the world. We've had money come into this fundraiser from Scotland, New Zealand, Yugoslavia, Russia, Australia.
Wow.
There are two countries I don't even know what the names are. I've Googled them and I can't figure it out.
Let's not forget Canada. We got a lot of Canada listeners out there.
Canada. Thank you so much. Canada has been so amazing through Mertz's fundraiser. He's just done a great job asking his public, the other public that have been part of it before, and then my son-in-law's from Canada. So his father actually was on a team last year and will be again, and they come from Canada just to play.
Amazing.
Yeah, we have people coming to volunteer from Canada. Richard Montal was there, and I believe he's planning on coming back. And yeah, thank you, Canada. You can't play Survivor, but you know what? You can play a role in Reality Rally, and I so value that. So thank you so much.
You're right.
Cherry, I can't imagine how rewarding it must be for you to have thought of the seed of this and watch it all come to fruition and now have 500 volunteers and all of these Survivor people, all these Big Brother people, all of these reality people coming to Reality Rescue and, or I'm sorry, Reality Rally, and joining your event every year and seeing the thousands of dollars that you're contributing to these charities and knowing what good you're doing for people who have low income and who need to have these mammograms done to check for breast cancer, and just see this all come to fruition from a seed that you planted.
It has to be so rewarding to you to see
all this come about and watch it every year just grow bigger and bigger and better and better. And everybody that we've ever talked to on this show that goes to your event just raves about what a wonderful, exciting, rewarding event it is. And
you know, I'm so glad you were there because you experienced it, so you know. Last year I was talking a concept. When I talked to people, it was absolutely a clear vision in my head exactly. But, you know, that's also the secret about things. If you really, really envision it and believe it and impart the passion of what you're doing to people for whatever it is that you're doing, it does happen. I absolutely believe that. And so I'm so glad you came to see how it actually played out, because it came out of my head and it played out just as I had imagined it would. And more. It's just exploded.
It's amazing to see, because Jillian, it's like a little baby, you know? Your baby's turning two. And oh my gosh, it's crazy, because the events that you just told us that's happening, I'm like, oh my God, that's triple what was happening last year. And that's the thing. The first year, you live and you learn. And it was amazing. It was successful. Now, how can you make it better? And that's what you're doing. You took that and you said, we did such a great job. Instead of keeping it at this level, how can I bring it to that next level?
Yeah.
How can I bring it to those terrible twos and rip it apart? You know? And I'm sure you're going through the terrible part right now, because we are talking about, like, 30, 40 days away. And earlier when I was talking to Jillian, I was like, oh my God, Jillian, I can't believe it. It's only about 40 something days away. And then I caught myself. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, she goes, yeah, I know. It's coming close. Because she's been working this night and day, night and day. And the thing that I like about this also, Jillian, that I want to make a point for everybody out there that's listening, do you guys hear how much interaction between the stars and the fans and the people that are coming to buy tickets, how much connection, how much that's happening? You're not just buying a ticket and being put in a corner of a room. You're interacting with your favorites, the people you love, the people that you hate, the ones that you want to know about, you know, the ones that intrigue you. You know, that's the thing about it. It's amazing the fact that you can take it from point A to point B, and I can't even imagine, Jillian, if you're going to even be able to talk to us next year.
You're
going to even have time.
No, last year I was crazy, crazy busy, and this year there's so many more ducks that are in a row before that aren't going to come up at the last minute, I hope, that I'm going to be much freer to actually really talk to everybody and make sure I get around. And, you know, talking about the whole thing about it. I called on my website, there's a section called the Ripples of Reality Rally, which where I'm adding little stories as I have a few minutes to do. But there are so many things that have happened, good things to people, as there are in any event and anything, but there's so many good things that have happened to people. So go onto the home page and look under home and scroll down to Ripples of Reality Rally, and they're there. And one just happened again like 2 days ago that there's so many I haven't had time to write them. But I got a Facebook message from a young woman who lives in Temecula. And she said, my dad has just recently been diagnosed with cancer, and it's just totally turned our world upside down, which it would. And they are super, super Survivor fans. They always talk about Survivor. They have Survivor parties. You know, the usual thing that us Survivor crazy people do. And I want to get him a ticket to one of the events for his birthday present. Would it at all be possible for you to make sure that he actually is able to meet some of the Survivor stars? And I said, that's what it's all about. And I personally will assign one of my celebrity handlers to make sure that he is escorted around, because he's not feeling good, escorted around to every single Survivor that we can get to during that event, whenever they come for it, to make sure that he meets them and gets a photograph taken with them. And now, just look at that. This man is just thinking, you know, I would have died if I'd met all those Survivors when I was a Survivor fan. I still am a Survivor fan. But those are the sort of stories that come out of it that make what I do so worthwhile. And
absolutely.
Make the stories so worthwhile. There's so many of them that I can't even write them all.
Absolutely, Jillian. I just want to say, and the other thing that I want to also mention is that we're talking about, you know, a lot about women breast cancer. There's breast cancer in men too, people.
Absolutely.
There's breast
there
cancer
is.
In men. So I'm sure everybody out there has known somebody, has been, like, you know, their family or themselves have been dealing with some sort of cancer. This all trickles down to the same thing. Just
Absolutely.
Being able to get the cause out, number one, and to get help for the cause, number two. Everything else is irrelevant.
Yep,
everything
awareness.
Else is just an added bonus.
Yeah, maybe what
Whichever
you just
way.
Said, reminding people that men actually get breast cancer too. Thank you for remembering to do that. Because you never know, Michelle, maybe because you just mentioned it, because that's part of our event is awareness, breast cancer awareness, and Michelle's Place awareness. I bet you that there's some man out there that suddenly heard that may benefit from your comment. So, yeah, that's what it's all
it's
about.
It's a true
is
story.
Well.
I mean, it's a true story. This doesn't pick color, size, height, weight, age. As you guys heard, she was 23.
Right.
23.
Michelle was 19 when she found
19. They didn't catch it till 23. Think about that. Okay.
They said, never mind. Don't worry about it. It's not a problem. That's exactly it.
So it doesn't matter. And we've been actually talking about that a lot on our show. And I know out there, Joe in particular, it touches his family dearly. And he specifically said last week, you know, my mother wants to donate to this cause because of this happening in our family. It's such a dynamic thing because you don't have to be afflicted on it personally, family-wise, but you know somebody.
Yep.
Or you want to do something to help. And this is a great way, if you can't make it there, I know funds are tough. It's a hard economy. But unfortunately, cancer doesn't care. Cancer does
right.
not care if you don't have a job and you don't have this. And, you know, I understand people. Even if you get together and have your friends put together a dollar, you work for a company. Hey, instead of doing Powerball this week, can we all just give a dollar each and let's put it to this cause?
Hey, that's a good thought. Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't have to put
dollar.
A lot of money in. You don't.
Yeah. And it's easy to do. Go right onto that website and click on Michelle Custer's donate button.
That's right,
anybody.
Jillian. You tell them.
Wait,
no, Jillian, me. Michelle Costa.
There's a donate button right next to her name. Go.
But
go
they can donate. They can donate for me, and they can donate for somebody else, right, Jillian? So
Absolutely.
if I'm not the only one you love, you can donate with under Jillian, the fabulous, fantastic Jillian.
If they want to, but pick somebody else. They welcome to pick. I hit my 400. Actually, I hit 800. So pick somebody that you would like to see. Because remember, they really need that to be here. So
yeah.
If you see somebody you want to be here, go onto Michelle's page and look at all the pictures. We've got pictures of you, you know, from last year on your bio. I don't know if you've seen that.
Mm. I hope
here,
they're all pretty much rated PG.
I don't know. Go look at them. Everybody was here last year. I pulled pictures out of our 10,000 pictures and put pictures on everybody's bio that was here last year.
I took a look at it. They're all fantastic. And what people don't understand is they're probably like, some people, not all, but some people are like, well, why do I want to give money for somebody to go? Because guess what? Maybe somebody wants to go see Jillian. Maybe somebody wants to go see the boys from Temecula that are on X Factor. Maybe somebody wants to go see the girl from Mission Impossible that's kick-ass in golf and wants to play with her. And if she doesn't get that money, I'm sorry. Did I say Mission Impossible? Tom Cruise? Okay, sorry.
Yep, that's
but you guys know my point. It's not them getting a free ride to go there and have a good time. It's that person's there, and somebody that loves them will go, you know what? I want to go see them. I want to go contribute money. I want to go fulfill my dream. I want to go do something different to help out a cause. So look
Absolutely.
At it like that. You know?
And the bottom line is that we don't, then the reality stars want to contribute because they had such a good time that they want to make sure that money goes to Michelle's Place. And that's the bottom line of it. They donate, and it's not to get them here to have a good party. I mean, that's not the thing. It's so that they can help Michelle's Place clients have receive a lot of the donation at the end. We've got a wonderful community that donates our signage. The same guy, Jamie from Extreme Graphics, is doing amazing signage everywhere. He just wrapped the back of my van so that people can read about Reality Rally wherever
I
drive.
Oh, I met him. He's amazing. I mean,
yeah,
there's
signage,
amazing.
Those road tattoos all around City Hall. He's amazing. The Wilson Creek is donating their services and their facility. Monte D'Oro is donating their services and facilities. So everybody's chipping in however they can to make this a really great event and have money for Michelle's place so that we don't have to pay to rent, you know, facilities, and we don't have to pay for, you know, the signage, and we don't have to pay for the bands, and we don't have to pay for the photographers. All of those people are giving of themselves. And then we just ask everybody all over the world, throw in a buck or two into these, you know, fundraisers for the reality stars so that you guys can all say, I raised 400 bucks. I'm very happy with that. Or, you know, 800 or 1,000 or whatever it is people are raising. So, yeah.
All right.
Hey, Jillian, I remember you coming on the show as well and talking about the event you went up to. I think it was in Connecticut with Terry Dietz, was it?
Right. Yeah, in fact, I think that's when we talked when I was in Boston. I'd put together a fundraiser for victims of countries of genocide. And it was in the town that I used to live in Connecticut, and Terry lives in that town. So I asked Terry if he'd like to come and join me, and we put on this fundraiser called Survivor for Survivors, because those people are the real survivors. They escaped countries of genocide, and we just played a game. That's exactly when we talked, I think maybe the first time.
Yes.
And that was, yeah.
Now, as busy as you are, I'm sure it's hard now for you, and I could understand why not, because, you know, you're doing such great things for Michelle's place. But are you able to continue to go to any of these events like Terry's?
Oh, absolutely. I still plan on doing that. I still fit in my family time, and I fit in my charity time. In fact, the charities in this area keep contacting me to do stuff, and I'm working with them to do something for the military in June. I was approached this morning. That was one of my meetings. We're all collaborative. So we're doing a military fundraiser. Well, we're not. They're doing a fundraiser for the military and a fun family event for the military that I'm now going to be part of. I'm trying to do as much as I can.
How exciting.
In fact, I don't know if you've been on my Facebook this morning, if you saw my... I had a hog ride fundraiser for one of our reality stars on Saturday, and we did a promotion on Sunday doing zip lining with our Faith Hope Charity gnomes. They're our pink breast cancer gnomes that do amazing adventures of Faith Hope and Charity. In fact, I'm going to do line dancing, karaoke, and riding the bull with them this evening as part of their adventures. And we did zip lining yesterday with our mayor.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Now,
I just want to say happy birthday. Wait, I want to say happy birthday first off. Miss Jillian, don't even try it. But Miss Jillian Larson had a birthday within the past few days. So happy birthday to you, girl.
Thank you. I got my Medicare card. I'm very excited.
Happy birthday, Jillian.
Thank you. Got my Medicare card, and my husband gave me a certificate for another tattoo and skydiving.
Oh, awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
Jillian.
So, yeah, I have a teeny weeny butterfly that was getting lonely, so he decided I needed another tiny little butterfly with the other butterfly tattoo.
Before we have to end the conversation, I'm not saying that we do, but have you had any time to watch the new season of Survivor? Do you have any opinions about it?
I was going to ask Jillian that same question. What do you got, girl?
I DVR it so that I can zip through the commercials, and then I watch it all in a hurry. I always think that their casting is good. They were smart to put... oh, God, what's his name?
I bet you like Tarzan or Trezon.
Yeah, of course, they're the usual cute guys. I mean, they're always the cute guys and, you know, cute girls. I think it's very interesting having male and female, and I'm very sorry that, you know, the women are having a big struggle.
Nina.
And Nina got injured, and Yeah, I feel very badly for her because I think she could have brought a lot to the tribe. And, you know, I just, you know, you put a woman together and it's not always a good thing.
It's a cat fight. They do it on purpose.
Yeah,
they know exactly what they're doing.
Sad, sad. But the costing's good again. And, of course, they're the good-looking guys that are always cute to look at.
So will we be having any of the new Survivor people there?
Well, about eight of them asked to come, but Survivor told them they couldn't. And I have about eight of, or maybe more than that, of the Amazing Race season, and Amazing Race told them they could. So they're coming.
Well, there you go.
I have a whole bunch of the new Amazing Racers. Yeah, Brandon and Rachel actually were doing the ziplining with us yesterday. But
nice.
They're not sure they can come to Reality Rally because their sister's getting married, and the sister hasn't made final plans for. They think it's that weekend, but the sister keeps deciding, well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. So I don't know about them for sure. But maybe at the last minute.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Jillian, besides everything that you've gave us, because let me tell you, it sounds like a packed, filled weekend. And it's just amazing what you do. And I'm just thankful that you had the time to come and talk to us. I don't know.
I'm
are you ziplining right now? Are you ziplining right now?
No, I'm not. I actually just got in from a full day of meetings, arranging the celebrity jam with the band leader and talking to this guy about the military fundraiser and on and off. And I sat down and opened my emails and I said, oh, my gosh. And then I'm going to be actually doing this promotion, riding the bull. I wrote it the other day. I wrote it last week. But the gnomes are going to ride it and sing karaoke, so I'm doing that shortly. I'm going to be going, picking them up and taking them down there. And then we're going to start releasing these on Facebook, The Amazing Adventures of Faith, Hope, and Charity. What they're doing is promoting Reality Rally, plus they're promoting our partners. So they were at a gunfighter shootout. They were at the theater. They were at the Children's Museum. They were ziplining, because the ziplining people are one of our partners. It's Boojum Institute, and they're doing one of the challenge checkpoints. So that's what the gnomes are doing, is promoting all of our partners who are putting on the challenges.
Great.
So I was really glad that I've actually had an hour and a half at home before I went off to the next place. So thank you very much for emailing and getting me on today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I think we got a lot of information from you, Jillian, and the work that you're doing is the work of God, so keep it up. And we're all thankful for what you're doing and what you're going to be continuing doing, because I don't feel like this is the end. This is just the beginning.
Yep.
It's just the beginning. And if you could possibly, maybe getting close to it, or if you have time, just coming back on, letting us know some updates, whatever, even if just for a couple minutes. It would be great. And we've been posting up every link that you've been talking about, Michelle's Place, Reality Rally, the donation link. We've been posting in our chat room. And the word is out. So make sure you guys go there, donate under Michelle Costa.
I'm going to go and look and see how many have come in. And I'm encouraging everybody. Come on, guys. Go and donate to Michelle.
Yeah, don't make me look bad, people.
Let's see a fun Zoom.
Yeah, don't make me look bad. Come on now, you guys out there. Because our people are awesome. Our people are awesome, Jillian. They are always supportive of everything that we put through our show. And that's one of the reasons why I sent you the message, because
Thank you so much.
I think it's such a great thing that you do. And the more word you get to spread around, because we're international, we're Canada, we're in the countries you didn't even know that you had to Google. I don't even
know if we are there, but
I'm throwing it out there.
I love that, because, you know, our web stats, we really rely on those for sponsorship as well, and out of interest. I'm fascinated. I go on to analytics every few days to see, and we're being viewed now, I think it's in 68 countries. And Canada, and Canada is obviously a country, and the States. But 68 other countries other than the States.
Unbelievable.
Our Facebook stats are also incredible. We're being viewed in, I think it's like 38 different countries, and we're getting phenomenal hits. And it's because of you guys out there. People love to, you know, see what you guys are doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, love it. So love international hits, and we take international money. as I just said, we got money from Norway and
euros,
Colombia,
pesos,
and Russia and everything.
It doesn't
anyway,
matter, right?
Anything. Go in and donate anything. I love to be able to tell our city council when I meet with them afterwards, is we brought in money to Temecula from 33 countries. I mean, that is phenomenal. I love that. So
that's amazing.
Hopefully one of those countries is South Africa.
Oh, it has been already.
Okay.
I got a donation the other day, and it was for Jonathan Novak, who's going to be doing the on-camera workshops. But he was on, this is really, I should be looking at my website, but I'm not, Bachelor or Bachelor Pad and both or whatever, but he's done several reality shows. And he got a donation from KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa. So I emailed her, and I said, how interesting. Why? And she said, oh, she's been a fan of Jonathan Novak for a long time, so she's promoting us down in South Africa, because I'm the only South African that's ever played Survivor. So she's out there pushing us and promoting us and helping Jonathan raise money and helping me raise money, and so money's coming in from South Africa, too. Absolutely.
That's incredible.
Isn't that fun? That's awesome.
You
actually are going to get a little YouTube video from me tonight. I made one explaining the whole weekend for all the reality stars to really see what we're doing over the weekend. And I got it up. I have one of my videographers videoing. He's videoing the reality rally story. So he videoed this for me. He actually videoed the zipline too. So that's
oh great.
Soon too. But I'm sending this out to all the reality stars tonight. So if there are other reality stars out there that you're aware of that you don't think I'm connected to, send it to them so they can hear what the weekend's going to be.
I definitely will, Jillian. And if you have any last words, I know you have to go. Take care of the gnomes and some bull riding. Could you get that on film? I'm just wondering if there's going to be a photographer or any film crew there, because I'd like to see you on a bull. I'm just saying.
Oh, I've actually got one of myself doing it last week, so I videoed myself. So, yeah, I've got myself doing the bull last week.
Great.
And I will be videoing the bull, the gnomes on the bull tonight. And they're going to do line dancing, and they're going to do karaoke.
Well, thank you so much, Jillian. And everybody out there appreciates everything that you're doing. Keep it up. And it's just so awesome what you do. Thank you so much for taking the time to call us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And if you download this and it's viewable, listenable, send me the link with you, and I'll get it up on our website, and we'll help promote what you do.
Absolutely.
And we'll get it blasted out on social media. I did put it on my Facebook that I was going to be talking to you guys, but I'd like to post it once it's there so that people know what you do.
We will definitely get that to you. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for calling in, Jillian.
We greatly appreciate it. We've enjoyed talking to you.
Thanks so much, you guys. I really appreciate being part of your show. And
Thanks, Jillian. I miss Ron,
and my thoughts have been with all of you since his passing. So I just really appreciate you.
Well, we did have a fantastic show last week, which was his birthday, and we dedicated the entire show to him last week. So I know he would love to have for you to be on the show, and he loved you being on there last year. So thank you so much.
Well, You know, he's sitting looking down at you guys, so, and all of us. So he's, I always believe that they're always with us in spirit, so that's good.
Always. Thank you so much, Jillian.
Okay.
We really appreciate it.
All right, you guys. Good talking to you again.
You too.
Thanks for the opportunity.
You take care.
I'll be talking to you, Jillian. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.
It just makes, like, everything that happens in your life just kind of go in like, the back burner, right?
It does. She is one amazing woman.
Amazing.
She has the energy of 10 women. I mean, that she just, I don't know how she does everything she does, but she is just amazing.
Yeah. So, like, if you guys have been following the people that are going to be listening, just make sure you guys go onto the site, check it out. Check out her video, and just make sure you guys donate. I mean, I kid around and say go under my link, which you better. But just you know what I'm talking about. But just donate under anybody. You guys, make sure it's Michelle Costa. But But it's such a a great cause, and you guys are hearing where it's going, and there's so much going on, you know. So just get together, get a group together, whatever, and put some money together. Like I said, $1. Michelle Costa.
keep the subliminal going there.
Michelle Costa. Well, from there. Okay, go ahead, Paul.
All right. I promised to give something that I laughed at just before the show came on. It was at the end of the news, and it was a little news story that came out that just cracked me up. But it was a Southwest Airlines flight to New York, and the air traffic controller had called up to the pilot, and he said, just so you know, my mother's on the airplane. My mother's on board. And so, not thinking of anything, you know, the pilot gets on the PA system, and to surprise the air traffic controller's mother, and he said, I just wanted to let you know, I just talked to an air traffic controller, and he told me that his mom's on board. And everybody in the cabin thought the pilot said there's a bomb on board.
Oh, my God, get out.
And they had to calm all the passengers down because that's what they heard. They were going to New York City, and all they heard was bomb on board.
Instead of mom on board?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That is hilarious.
Can you imagine?
No. Because I wasn't even on board a plane, and I was stuck in JFK Airport because a person supposedly brought a bomb into the terminal that I was in. So I was actually kidnapped, I guess you could say, for 9 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they actually sequestered, which I'm going to use that word. How weird. On a whole terminal. And we were actually frisked, which I did not get brought lunch or dinner. Okay.
Or
a glass of wine. And then we were actually taken out of the terminal, and we were placed behind construction fence. You guys know what that is. That's that, like,
orange
mesh thing. And we were all wrapped around it. It was like cattle, yeah. There was babies, there was older, younger people passing out, screaming, crying. We didn't know what was going on. There was, like, planes everywhere. My family was calling me, like, oh, my God, we see you on TV. We're not going to tell you what really happened. Let me tell you something. I was pissed off. And I had bought perfume in the terminal that was $100. They actually took my perfume, threw it away because it was liquid.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
I was like, can I at least spray myself? So believe this or not, I doused myself in Angel perfume. I sprayed every person in that line. It was like a cheap cologne factory, okay? It was freaking hilarious, and not at the same time. It was so scary. So, no, I haven't experienced the bomb thing yet. No.
Wow.
But, yeah, that could be scary. But, okay, so I want to give you guys my surprise, which is not a big surprise. It's just something that I wanted for you guys to listen to. And this actually came from a few weeks ago two weeks ago, that the fabulous, fantastic Miss Whitney Houston passed away, which we still have not forgotten her. And I actually sang you guys one of my favorite songs from Whitney Houston, and I actually want to play it for you guys, which I'm going to play it through my phone, and hopefully it comes out good. But if you guys just listen to the words, they're so powerful, they're so meaningful, and I just want you guys to listen to my favorite song of Whitney Houston, and here we go. You guys ready? Cherry, Paul, everybody out there, you guys ready?
Let her rip.
All right, hold on. Ready? I'm queuing it up. All right, hold on, ready?
Whitney
I hope you guys like that.
It was awesome.
That's one of my favorite songs, and it really is one of those things that doesn't matter if you're in a relationship, whatever. If it's not right, get out of it. Get out of it. It's going to be okay. It's kind of just something that should give you motivation, should give you ambition. And sometimes people don't realize how powerful words are. And if you really sometimes just listen to words in a song, you can relate to them and let yourself take those words and make something out of a bad situation in your life. So I hope you guys really appreciated that song.
Thank you so much, Michelle. I agree with you. Songs can be so powerful, and words
they really
can be
are.
So powerful.
And, I mean, I don't know if it would have been as powerful if Miss Fabulous Whitney Houston didn't sing that, but, boy, did she just nail that song. Wow.
She always
So that's
did.
My surprise. I hope you guys
well,
liked it.
Thank
the chat
you.
Room.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. See, I can do clips too, Paul. Wait, did it sound okay, though? Did you guys hear everything clearly? Because I don't know how it was going through a phone to a phone.
Not the greatest, but I'm very critical. But it was good.
Thank you.
Okay.
I think.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
All I kept thinking was, I wish I had that clip up for you when you wanted it.
It's okay. I mean, it's not one of those songs that people are like, oh, Whitney Houston. I was a party animal, a raver, house, techno, so it was really, really huge in the party scene, which I am no longer a part of because I'm way... I need a nap here and there. So, there's a lot of different versions of it. There's a lot where there's just no music behind it. It's just her words. And if you guys really just Google it and listen to her words, I mean, oh, my gosh. I know we've all been there before. We all have been there before.
So true. Well, my surprise... And this is something I meant to tell you a few weeks ago, Michelle.
You.
But then I got sick.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go, Cherry.
I got sick, and the show that we did right after this happened was sort of a rush show, and I didn't get a chance to get it in. And then I got sick, and then we did the show for Ron, and it's just never come up. But you know that the Mob Wives had a contest going on Facebook. And
Wait, what was the contest?
It was the cuss words jar. Remember that? Did you see that on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay.
Swear words.
Well,
yep.
I entered that, and a few weeks ago, my husband and I was fixing my husband lunch, and there was a knock at the door.
Oh, my God.
And I went and looked out, and there was a UPS truck in front, and I thought, oh, it's the stuff that I ordered for my dogs, because I had ordered my dogs a bunch of stuff online. And I went out thinking there was going to be this big box on my front porch, and there was nothing but a white envelope. So I bring this white envelope in, and I look at it, and it said online contest at the top in the return address. So I'm like, online contest? The only contest I've entered was the Mob Wives. So I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I didn't win the trip to New York, did I? You know, my heart starts pounding, you know, thump, 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 thump. And so I ripped the envelope open, and I didn't win the trip to New York, damn it. But
damn it.
I did win the first season of Mob Wives, Uncensored.
Ooh.
Yes, the DVD. It's three DVDs.
Mob Wives Uncensored Season 1.
Uncensored?
Uncensored?
Awesome.
Yes, so I haven't even watched it yet. I can't wait till I have a Mob Wives weekend. And
holy
just,
shit balls! You need to turn the phone off, lock the doors, make sure you put the curtains down in case any mobsters are looking in the windows. Wine and what Jerry Garcia would like. Oh yeah.
Now we can get some real clips, baby.
Oh yeah, you know. Paul, I like that clip that you played. Can you just give us a little bit? Because we are all having a little bit of Mob Wives withdrawal. So can you play us a little bit of the Big Bang?
All right.
Say congratulations, Miss Jerry Garcia, for winning.
Thank you, sweetie. I was so shocked. I never win anything. I was totally floored. Totally floored.
Hey,
fantastic, girl.
I know it's not big. It's not mob wise, but I've been dying to ask Michelle her opinion or her feelings about the Biggest Loser mutiny.
Okay, well, number one, I want to punch Conda right in the face. Conda ain't got none. I want to punch her in the face. I hate that.
Stand behind me. I'm first for that punch.
Oh, my God. I don't even care that she, like, had a little moment and, like, well, I want to just knock her the F out. But I'm actually want to knock the whole red team out because I'm sorry, but this has probably been the first time of Biggest Loser that I've been like, hello, you flipping people. You joined this show. Like, hello, stop quitting, stop your whining. People would have given anything to be where you are, and they're taking advantage of it. Yeah. And it just drives me insane that these people are just so selfish. Like, I don't get it. And I'm really upset that Daphne went because I was an Andre and Daphne fan, and they just hated on them for being successful, for making it back on, and they didn't have relationships with them, and such a bunch of freaking BS.
They treated both of them so terribly.
Ugh.
Lola in the chat room is asking, and I'm not sure whether you've actually heard what happened from what you just said, but the report came out about less than a week ago. TMZ broke this, that the cast actually, and they're still in taping, the cast actually reacted to the news that possibly one of the people that went home, they were going to bring back, and they were going to be able to qualify for the $250,000 prize. In mass, the whole cast walked off the show.
You know what? That cast needs to walk off the show and let's start over because honestly, they bitched from the beginning. You know, they were there as partners. And it started from the beginning when they split the partners. I came here to be with my brother, and I came here to be with my husband. And I, you know what? You're not there for anybody but yourself. If you don't get it, sayonara. If you went there to be a partner with somebody, because lots of times, you guys have seen it in the past Biggest Loser seasons, when they do the partnership, people get a free ride, and they make it longer than they should because they are there with a brother that does better, or with a mother that becomes a motherly figure, and they don't want to send their son away or whatever. Like, this cast has been nothing but a bunch of complainers, and I honestly think that I get it. It's a game. I get it, but this is like a totally different type of reality show. This is about your life. Yeah, it's
right.
A game. It's a game, but this is the only game that you're saving your life, and then you could win at the end. Your family could save their life and win at the end, and they don't get that. And you know what? I did not hear that, Paul, but I'm even more angry now hearing what you just said, because to me it just shows what we're dealing with, you know? And playing the game, yeah, you can play it. You can play the game, do all that. But don't play the game, don't be there to help yourself, and don't walk out every other time it doesn't work out for you, because life isn't fair. Life is not fair. And wait till they come out in reality where they don't have anywhere to pout. Nobody cares that they're crying. Nobody cares about what happened to them and why they're there. If I was the biggest loser, I would say, sayonara, you guys want to walk out, peace out. We got other people on standby, because you know they do.
Yep. They're losing sight of the real reason that they're there. And I am anxiously going to – I don't know how far behind on taping we are, but that was one of my questions, whether they were still in taping when this – mutiny happened, and apparently they are, and they had to suspend taping to resolve the issue. Now I'm going to be watching subsequent episodes, you know, for the next couple of weeks to see, you know, what happens. But they are a bunch of...
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to work on getting some of my friends that were on Biggest Loser to come on next week and give us their thoughts on this, because I'll tell you one thing, they're going to just flip the
script.
Flail
on them.
Oh, yeah. That's number one. Number two, guess what, people? If you were losing your weight and doing what you're supposed to do, you don't care who comes back. You don't care what's going to happen in the finale, or what's going to happen in the next competition, or if you get an extra pound or whatever. If you're doing your job, then what's the problem? Unless you're just trying to sugarcoat it with a donut, a box of them.
What they did last week in trying to lose the black team trying to lose so that they could, you know, vote Daphne out, that just points to their mentality.
That's horrible. I can't believe how they treated that couple, you know. Daphne and her brother both were just, it was a horrible thing to put on TV. It was a horrible thing for kids to see. It was horrible. The whole thing was just a horrible sight for how to treat people in general. And it was very disappointing for NBC to even put that on TV. I was mortified by the whole thing. And those people need to realize what a gift they've been given and how many hundreds of people would give anything to be in their place.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm gonna put the crystal ball out there. I'm not going to predict the Powerball numbers, and I'm not going to predict the weather for tomorrow, but it could be sunny, cloudy, cold, windy, rainy, hazy. I will predict that. But my other prediction will be that those people walked out because Daphne or Andre come back. And you best believe it. I bet you any money, they're going to bring back the person who has lost the most weight up to that point. And if you guys out there don't think it's not going to be Daphne or Andre, you best believe it's going to be one or both of them, because I smell drama for your mama.
Hey. I agree. We don't want to run out of time. People want to hear any updates on Ronnie.
Yes.
I do have updates on Ronnie. Ronnie is out of the hospital, and
He's back home. He does have a heart problem. He is able to take medicine for it. He's going to be on medicine for the rest of his life. But he is better. That's the basic update.
He did tweet today that he's not having a good day, so I don't know what that meant.
Oh, boy.
I will further investigate the situation, but I'm just glad that he's out, and hopefully they've figured out what's going on with him, and hopefully this medication is doing good for him than harming him.
And I loved what you said, Cherry, on the last show about his angel, his wife Michelle.
Yes, thank goodness she had her women's intuition on high that day, and knew that he needed to be taken to a hospital. And that's where his heart stopped. That's where he was in the ER room when his heart stopped. And thank goodness for women's intuition. She knew that he was sick and he needed to be taken to a hospital. And he was there where medical facilities were right there on hand when his heart did stop. And she's an angel, and she had him right there where he needed to be when this took place. So thank goodness for Michelle, and I'm sure she's carefully watching over him every minute of every day. But this medicine, you know, it worries me to think that, you know, he needs to watch his heart so closely and take this medicine every day. I hope that his doctors are watching him carefully, too. And I just want everyone to keep Ronnie in their prayers. And we have a lot of people that need prayers right now.
Absolutely.
Dina, her stepfather's in the hospital, and she's been there with him for the last week. So she needs prayers, and he does, too. The couple that comes on with us often, gosh, help me, Paul, Mary and David Connolly also had their 2-year-old little baby that was in the hospital, and she was in pretty bad shape. She's going to have surgery. I think she is doing better, but they need prayers. There's just so many right now that need our prayers. And, of course, Lisa Cruz's mom and her family. So there's a lot of our Rad Reality family out there that need prayers. So keep Ronnie and Dina and Lisa Cruz and the Conley.
The Manic Monday Prayer Circle.
Yes, everyone in your prayers. And thank you so much for your song and for bringing all your good news to the show tonight, Michelle. You rock the sales figures, and you keep doing it, girl.
Thanks, and I just want to let you guys know, I just went on to my donation link, and I'm at zero, people, $0, and I just had Jillian on my show to talk about her event. No bueno. People, if you hate Conda, donate. If you hate the red team, donate. If you're hoping for all the bad diseases out there to be cured, donate.
We've got to get on Michelle's site and donate some money, folks.
Donate, 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 donate.
Open your purses, open your wallets, bring out a few bills, and donate to Mama Costa here. And know that in your heart that you're doing some good.
That's right.
A feel-good thing to do. I'm going to close the show, as I always do with Ron. Thank you all so much for being here on Manic Monday with us. We love and cherish you all. Join us again on Thursday at 10 p.m. for our Survivor Recap. And we will talk to you then.
here's Ron to close the show.
We love you guys. Manic Mondays.
Thank you. Good night, everyone. Here's a song I'm going to play. It's called Sometimes He Comes Storm. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Blue skies can grow dark, gentle winds grow strong, and suddenly fear is like white water pounding on the soul. Still we sail on knowing that our Lord is in control. Sometimes He calls a storm with a whisper, peace be still. He can settle, let it see. But it doesn't mean He will. Sometimes He holds us close and lets the wind and waves go wild. Sometimes.
Thank you all so much for being here with us. Take care. Have a great day. Join us on Thursday. Good night, everyone. Take care. Bye, Ron.
Bye, Ron. Don't forget, smile. It's contagious.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Love you.